The Bible teaches that we have great liberty in Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of God that is with us. We are free of the constraints of the law because the law is in our heart. But what is it that keeps liberty from being anarchy? Paul preaches that we are free from the law, but he also condemns lawlessness. What is the regulating factor in that? What is the new way of doing things that we don't live by a list of rules, but we do live by the rule of God? Paul put it best. He said, all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And this is what he wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to the Roman Christians, chapter 13, verse 8. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. If there's any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Love never fails. That's what Paul said. And that is the new royal law that Jesus Christ brought to us. To love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. It is the first of the fruits of the Spirit. His Spirit produces in us the love of God, toward God, and toward our neighbor. You know, everyone faces temptations to break the commandments. I can remember when God was teaching me how to deal with temptations of the flesh, with lust, with sexual temptations, and he taught me to love, true love. You see, it's not true love to participate in a sin that will drag them into hell. You don't love them. And so, to guard myself from adultery, I can say if I truly love this other person that I may be attracted to, if I truly love them, I will not participate with them in a sin. I will not encourage them to sin. I will not submit to their advances for their sake because I love them and I don't want them to do something that will cause a separation between them and God. You shall not murder. That's obvious. If you love someone, you are not going to murder them. If you love them, you're not going to take their possessions and take what is not yours. In fact, love takes over until you don't even covet the things that your neighbor has, his or her spouse, their possessions, their money. Nothing will you covet because you love them. Just like Paul says, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law. Be filled with the Spirit, because when you are filled with the Spirit, you're filled with the love of God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the love which has been spread abroad in my heart, Lord, through the Holy Spirit you have given me. This love did not come from me naturally, Lord. I can take no credit. It does not come from the goodness of my person, but it comes only from you. Thank you, Lord. And help me to love even more. Bring forth this fruit of the Spirit, this love in ever-increasing quantities, and let me show it every day. Today, let me show my love in my concern and my care and my commitment to those who are around me, always seeking their good and never seeking their harm. In Jesus' name, amen.